Most of these Singapore specials are...
Dude! Come here.
Ah, yes, cleaner, cleaner, I know. Hickory. And, you know, they might... Hi, my name is Christine and I'm the owner of Rough Cuts Dog Grooming Salon. So we are a salon that loves and celebrates dogs of all sizes and of all breeds, and especially Singapore specials. I speak dog trainer, if that makes sense. And it tends to help a lot because during the grooming process, I believe that a huge part of it is dog handling, not so much equipment handling. And that's what we try to emphasize and practice upon here at Rough Cuts. Actually, about 5 years ago, I used to be a chef and I worked in the food and beverage industry. But then, you know, one day I sort of had this sort of epiphany, I guess. Because I ended up adopting a Singapore special of my own. He was quite a handful. And so I decided to sort of delve deeper into dog behavior, just sort of to figure out why he was acting this way and, you know, how I could sort of manage him better. But then in the end, I mean, I found it so interesting that I decided to just switch careers entirely. So today I'm going to demonstrate how to cut the nails of a dog with sort of rather specific handling based on the individual needs of the dog. So first of all, just looking at this dog, right, her legs are quite thin. So because of that, it's rather safe to assume that this dog has quite a lot of stress on his joints. So because of that, the first step is that I'm going to use my special table, which automatically goes up and down, and I'm going to get the dog to go onto the table herself. So Maya has black coloured nails, which a lot of Singapore specials have, which make it rather tricky for an owner to gauge where the quick or the blood vessel is. And so because of that, I'm going to use a Dremel to grind them down instead, just to minimise that risk. For Maya, because as we mentioned, her joints are pretty stressed, I'm not going to lift the dog's legs up like this, because that's going to put more stress on the other three legs that, you know, are balancing her. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to lift it up toe by toe and I'm just going to grind it from there. A lot of additional benefit of using this grinder is that now the nail is smooth, so it's not going to scratch or cut anybody. So I'm going to demonstrate how to cut nails for a dog that doesn't have joint problems, right? And rather a bit more of a traditional way using the nail clipper. So instead of doing it like this, I like to bend it backwards like this. So from this angle, I can see the quicks of the dog's nails very clearly and easily. But also you can see from the side, there's barely any sort of tension or stress on anything. A lot of people as well, they like to make big cuts, but that's how you get accidents, right? So just think of it as a lot of small, very little cuts, bit by bit. So now I'm going to demonstrate how to bathe your dog. Again, it's pretty technique driven. A lot of it is not terribly intuitive. If you don't have a swanky bathtub at home, it's okay. You can also do it in your shower. But same thing, the dog should walk in there willingly rather than you picking up and throwing the dog inside. Generally, the least sensitive part of the dog is here backwards. So butt, back legs. And the more sensitive part of the dog comes to the front. So generally, I always like to start from the back and then work my way up. When you're scrubbing into the dog, because it's already pre-leathered, right? You don't need to scrub so hard. Actually, it's already almost done. Especially for a short-coated dog like him, right? Everything you do, right, is really just giving the dog pleasure, lah. I turn off the water away from the dog. If you want to do it even more gently, you just want to control the flow. And then now he's okay, no reaction, I can just bathe. today here we have also a rather interesting case. So this is Shadow. Shadow is not only on the senior side. Shadow unfortunately only has three legs. I'm not going to do him on the table because not only is that an unstable surface, he's not going to be able to stand on it for very long. So today I'm going to show how to groom a dog safely on the floor. I'm going to lift him up. Again, close my body, controlled manner. All right, then I just cross my legs. There we go. Easy peasy. So from this angle, he's comfortable. There's no stress on his legs. But as a groomer, I have access to all his limbs, his ears, even his sanitary area if I need. You know, raising anything, raising children, raising animals, it's going to be extremely tedious, it's going to be extremely tiring, but it's such a rewarding process.